I'm joined for a cuppa in the Commons by Dolores from Audio Boo. Dolores, part of your remit is to reach out to everybody in the community, and obviously you look very heavily at the visually impaired community here on Audio Boo.
Yes. That was one of the things when I started, it wasn't like pointed out, oh, we have a lot of blind users, because we just don't pick out anybody. But I just fell in as such. And yeah, I do look out for our VI users.
But you upset an awful lot of blind and partially sighted people about a month ago in what's become known as Photogate. What was that all about?
When I first started and realised that I had a lot of blind users, blind followers, and I was following a lot of blind people, I started emailing people, especially when they were interested, you know, or not just interested, but I would email people and say, I've noticed, you know, you don't have a profile picture. Can I suggest you put one up? Or can I help you? But if this is what I would write. But if you don't, please ignore this and you can tell me to sod off.
Okay.
So that's, and I never, ever got a bad... you know, a comeback. So I was putting up photographs anyway.
Why did you think anybody would tell you to sod off?
Well, I didn't really, but, you know, if it's your choice if you want to photograph or not, and I understand that.
So what's the advantage to having one?
Well, actually, it does look... It makes the page look quite interesting. If you've got a great photograph, not just a great photo, but a photograph, will catch the eye. And as we know, you know, it is a sighted site as well. There are people that do that see. So, you know, pictures on a page can make it look really appealing. And what I realised with my, as I said in the last interview, I realised that if you've got an island of people, like I had one friend and then I'd go into their followers and all of a sudden there's just this whole pages and pages of blank profiles.
So does it actually make a difference to the number of people clicking and listening to Audio Boo when people have got a picture?
It definitely does. There is research that says that people will actually stop more on a boo with a picture than without a picture. And I also like looking at photographs. And I know it's not just about me, but I'm not the only person who feels that way. So it's not... I know it... You know, being blind, and you've got your life and your account and you've got your friends and you talk amongst each other, and that's fine. But it is a public social media company, and why not try and be more a part of it? And actually, after Photogate, I had a lot of people sending me their photographs and asking me to upload them.
It's an interesting point. Perhaps you've got a comment you'd like to make on that. Is it not a reasonable argument to suggest that though we as visually impaired people may be using Audio Boo, that actually it's possibly unfair on people who, you know, who have got sight? And of course, we know only a tiny percentage of blind people have no sight whatsoever. If you've got comments on that, I'd like to hear it. I'm sure Dolores would too. Dolores, you obviously received quite a lot of emails about this, and hours after the original piece was posted, it was removed. Talk me through the, you know, how that decision was made. Why did that happen?
Oh no, that piece was never removed. It was removed off of the front page, but only to try and calm down the situation from me, deflect it from me, because it upset me a lot because I didn't mean to offend anybody. So it wasn't actually taken off, and you can still find it. It was just removed from the trending. It's actually trending on the front page, but you could still find it. That wasn't my decision, by the way, and if I'd been asked, I would have said, no, leave it.
That's an interesting point. Again, if anybody's got comments on that, it would be great to hear those. But what sort of emails were you getting? What sort of communications? Were they fairly reasoned, or were they all fairly sort of matter-of-fact?
I had a few direct messages, which I chose to listen to, because I thought if they've listened to me and they've taken time out to send me a message, then I'll listen. And I must say, a lot of them hadn't even listened to the boo. It was a knee-jerk reaction. They'd read something on Twitter and decided that I'd just said you must. Because, you know, I had messages saying, Dolores said if you didn't put up a profile picture, you were going to be taken off of the site, which is just ridiculous.
I heard the original boo and it certainly didn't say that. I can confirm that. How did that make you feel inside?
I was absolutely... I was horrified. I mean, I didn't sleep that night. I didn't mean to offend anybody. And because I wouldn't go and offend anybody anyway, I'm not that sort of a person. I'm a nice person, and I would hate to hurt people's feelings.
Did it make you cry?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It really hurt me. It hurt me a lot. Yeah, I feel a bit sad now thinking about it.
Abuse you were receiving, or why were you sad?
because of the abuse mainly, and secondly because people hadn't actually listened to the boo and were slagging me off, because I tried not to look at too much of it on Twitter, but I mean I actually interrupted a conversation between four people who were totally got it totally wrong, and I just wrote it, you know, I just jumped in and said, I refute what you're saying, I do apologise, but I refute what you're saying, it's wrong. And I think I then said that it could go back and listen to the boo again. But no, it hurt my feelings because I didn't realise, it just hurt my feelings. I didn't think that I'd done something so awful that I could be called names. I was called names and...
What sort of, obviously being aware that anybody can listen to this, in terms of boo-castable, what sort of things were being said to you?
I was called an effing bitch. You know, I was just called all sorts of things. I was awful. I was one of those... I was called a typical sighted person who had no insight into the blind world. And that hurt because I consider... I don't know about you, Sean, but with myself, with Audioboo, I've actually made friends. And we direct message each other. Besides from just doing the outside booths, I actually message people. I've met a couple of our users as well. I've gone out and met them. So to people thinking that didn't even really know me, that I was horrid and saying you must do this and you must do that, was quite heartbreaking.
Were you worried about any sort of repercussions after what sound like fairly horrific communication?
To be honest with you, I was. I mean, I'm not the type that likes to go into the office and cry. You know, you go into the office, you talk about your life in the beginning of the day and you get up, but then you settle down to work.
You cried in the office?
I cried. I was so upset. I was so sorry that I'd hurt people's feelings for a start, and I never meant to. I'm a bit of a softie, so it did upset me. But also, there was a point, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was actually worried that someone might come and try and find me.
You know, do what?
Well, I don't know, it hurt me. You know, I was really worried.
And these thoughts were genuinely going through your head due to the more aggressive communication?
I got some terrible things said about me. I mean, really awful. We even had a few people leaving Audioboo, and if they're listening, which they probably won't be, but if their friends are, please come back. But I was quite scared, I was.
And you're not actually complaining about all the communication. Some of them were constructive.
Oh, you know, really, I guess I could say that... 60-40 was 60 for me, 40 against. But it was the 40 that was so loud and so aggressive about it.
Some of the people who were for you were kind of supportive of the point of those who disagreed, but measured, or
No, the people that were with me were really sticking up for me. So I had a lot of people sticking up for me, and in quite a strong way as well. But it did worry me that the feelings towards me, because people had got it wrong as well. They hadn't listened to the boo. So what more could they do? You know, I was worried about. I wouldn't take any phone calls that day either, because I was worried that I'd get abuse on the phone.
I can hear in your voice it's clearly upset you.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
Has it changed the way you will interact with the VI community?
The only thing that worries me now is that I'm scared to say anything. You know, just normal things, like I've always been. Well, you know, on my Twitter and my line, I'm never rude, I don't swear, I don't follow awful people. But I like to have a laugh and I like watching the TV. So there's a programme called The Undateables. Mm. I absolutely love it. So I wrote something on Twitter. This was after the storm. Oh, lovely. Oh, The Undateables is wonderful. Well, then all of a sudden up my stream of these people going, oh, well, it shouldn't be called Undateables. How can they call it Undateables? You know, and then it was going on and on. So it made me scared. I'm actually quite very wary of what I write now, which feels unfair, actually, because I just want to be myself.
Would you think twice now before posting something specifically aimed at visually impaired users?
I would do, but I want to say that if I've got to speak to a certain group of people, whether they're blind, whether they're women or men, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to single you out. Because if I need to pass a message to a certain group of people, then of course I've got to do that. So I would think about the way I worded it and probably said it, but I would definitely... would the word single out be correct? Yes, I would. I would do it again.
Interesting view there. Interesting insight into how that was received by Dolores at Audioboo. And look, I just would say that I think people should comment, let your views be known here. Nobody's looking to stir anything up here. Having spoken to Dolores ahead of today's interview, this is something that I think has deeply affected, it has deeply affected you, hasn't it?
Oh no, it really upset me. I mean, because afterwards there were people writing on Twitter, she will probably never ever have anything to do with the VI community again. So I felt that it also upset other people, and then that upset me again, because of course, no, I wouldn't. I'm not that easily scared off. I'm just easily hurt, but not easily scared away. So no, in fact, it's involved me more.
Deeply hurt. Over to you, Audioboo.